The Summer Spurs slate of games over in Las Vegas is over. What did we like and what didn't we like?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, guess what? We're entering the down period of the NBA / Spurs offseason. It's going to get really quiet until training camp preseason comes around. But don't worry, we got your back here. We're going to be discussing the silver and black throughout this stale period of the offseason. And we're going to kick it off with looking back at the Spurs at the Summer League. Finish 1-4. What did we like? What didn't we like? What are some individual players, that are standing out? And which ones are kind of like, still need room for improvement? And we're going to go over the young rookie, the 19-year-old, maybe got ahead of himself when he was asked a question in the game and mentioned Westbrook, the Lakers guard, and something that he's known for, and it's not triple doubles. Who is helping me today? He is Brandon Medina with San Antonio Sports Star. Brandon, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And I got, you're a big WWE guy.
Yes.
I think everybody knows that. And by the way, thank you for hopping on again. I appreciate you.
Of course.
Did you see that footage, the video footage of the fight and the Riverwalk?
I did. And I think, it definitely was not WrestleMania worthy, but better than most Monday Night Raws this year.
That's for sure. I will agree with you with that. I tuned into a couple of Monday Night Raws and I'm like halfway through, I'm like, where is this storyline going? That's my first thought, but anyway, first of all, San Antonio and everybody listening, Brandon and I, we do not recommend violence. If you have an issue, talk it out or walk away. Shouldn't be the last thing you do. But things got heated at the San Antonio Riverwalk as footage came out of, I want to call it a brawl, more like a dust up that turned into a WWE match right away. First of all, Brandon, what did you think of the cop takedown on one of the guys that were involved in the fight?
Oh, it was weak. It was weak. There was no Brock Lesnar esque to it. There was no Kurt Angle esque to it. It was rough. But I will say, looking at that fight, man, it was crazy. You saw a few chair shots out the gate.
Yeah,
I'm surprised there was no big red cans being hit in the head. No glasses or bottles being broken. Thank God. But a couple of chair shots definitely in there.
I liked the guy. He picked up a napkin holder and just threw it at that guy in the black. They're fighting. Some guy got ganged up on. Like it was like three or four against one.
Yeah,
the one was not getting the best of the other three. But you got to figure that he gets away, but the cops take down the guys that were fighting him. The footage made me think like maybe the guy that got away did something, like maybe try to steal a tip or.
Maybe something. I mean, I'm not for the speculation here, sir, but definitely something happened. But I will say it was wild times. And if you've been to San Antonio on the Riverwalk, unfortunately, it seems like that's a pretty common theme down there. They definitely like to get into a few brawls here and there during the years. Usually it happens during the Spurs season, so you're able to enjoy it after a Spurs game. It's like dinner and a movie. But it definitely, I've seen people throw in the water, and if you've ever seen the Riverwalk, as beautiful as the scenery is, that river water definitely is not the nicest. So you definitely don't want to get thrown in there. But I've definitely seen it a few times, not just once. This is a few times a year type of thing.
Yeah, the Riverwalk is not deep. I'm going to guess like about 4 feet maybe at most.
Oh, yeah, but definitely dirty.
But it's dirty. It's definitely dirty. Yeah. But that was the fight heard over the the weekend. Sunday night is when it came out. But you're not here for scraps in San Antonio. You're here for your silver and black, and we're gonna dive into that right now. We're gonna start off with the Summer League. Brandon, the Summer Spurs 1-4 out in Las Vegas. We saw this team blow four. Double figure leads. They had a 15-point lead over Houston. They blew that. It was ugly on the court.
Yeah.
But again, what are your overall thoughts before we get into specific players in a little while? What did you take away from this team? Do you make a big deal about them being 1-4? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is inconsistency at its finest, man. That's what it seemed. And I think I don't talk out of hand at all by saying that. I don't think Spurs fans are going to be heated with me saying that. I think this team has a lot of talent, and with the lottery picks themselves, you've seen Primo do his thing. You've seen Malachi have a big game. You've seen Blake Wesley have a big game. But there's just so much inconsistency on the floor. I will say my biggest takeaway is how legit Blake Wesley is, how mm-hmm. good he is. I think I expected that to develop over a little bit more time. Because if you go back to when you had me on for the draft show, I mm-hmm. told you if you're looking for the biggest boom bust potential, just straight up could either be the biggest steal of the draft or just a wasted pick. I told you it was going to be Blake Wesley. He was very raw.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a very raw talent that had a bunch of potential. And he's shown that. I mean, he had a huge game, one of the first games. Obviously, you go from that to then going for like 0-for-6 in the first half or something, mm-hmm. and you just couldn't get it going. But Malachi's been pretty consistent. I think I have really high hopes for Malachi Branham, and I think if you're talking about draft picks this year, including Jeremy Sochan, I think Malachi Branham might be the most poised to have the most efficient year, I guess, out of the rookies, right, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, overall, you know, somebody asked me the other day, like, oh, they finished 1-4, Jeff. Are you upset with that? I'm like, no. They can go 5-0. It doesn't mean they're going to be walking to the title next season. The point is that these games are not meaningless in the sense of, you know, I'll forget about it. I mean, it's just more of a glorified run at the YMCA. That's pretty much what it is. It's like, who can do what? Where do these kids stand? What are some improvements? And we're going to get into all that in a few minutes. And I think that's how Spurs fans should view this. I mean, let's put it this way. Years ago, I think it was a Big Country, Brian Reeves took it to Tim Duncan in his summer league game. And everybody thought that Tim Duncan was going to be a bust. And that turned out obviously incorrect. Right. But I look at this 1-4 summer league Spurs. And look, they were depleted. You was out for a good chunk of the games, played like I always say a game and a half, because that first game he just wasn't really involved till late in the second half. You had Sochan, as you mentioned, he didn't play at all. He had Darius Days, who sat out I think it was game 4.
And he got a contract, got a 2.
And he got a contract. So this team, we really couldn't get a gauge of what these players are. But there's one kind of big thing that I'm looking at that I'm really disappointed in is that Wesley and Malachi and Sochan couldn't get that chemistry going, at least early in their pro career. Brandon, your thoughts?
No, yeah, I think they just something was off, it seemed. And obviously they're so young. We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
this
class 19 is so years young. Old.
Yeah, yeah, you're talking about 19-year-old kids. Not many of them know how to handle that kind of pressure or limelight to be successful. And I think they handled it well. And you talk about, I saw an article, I think it might've been one of yours. You let me know, but I know I saw something online where the coaching staff was telling Malachi Branham, he was being so unselfish. They're like too unselfish, where it was like, we drafted you because you have the shot. You have this offensive creative ability that you can go and get your own shot. You have a knockdown three. We need you to put up more of those and not play so unselfish. And which is funny in today's type of ball that every team almost has that guy that's super selfish. And so it's different for this squad. It's different for this team. They're all young. They're 19 years old. I think at 19, Malachi Branham looks very polished. And I think when it comes to Malachi Branham at 23, we're talking about a possible really, really legit star in this league. Jeremy Sochan, obviously, we have no idea what we have yet. We haven't seen him play. We haven't seen anything really. But you talk about the player, you talk about the style, you talk about this organization. I mean, it is very much the my number one comparison every time. And I'm not saying he's going to be that good or in many people's eyes that bad or whatever the case. But I do think he's very Boris Diaw-esque. And maybe, you know, in this league and in this time, that's exactly what you want. So I'm excited to see what Jeremy could do. But as for Malachi and Blake Wesley, I think they did exactly what we thought they would be. They weren't world beaters, but they were very good. Mm-hmm. Each had their own kind of big game and coming out party. Blake Wesley, obviously a little bit more inconsistent, but that's what I expected, especially with such a raw talent. But Malachi Branham, I think, deserves to be in rotation almost immediately.
We're going to be starting that right now. Talking about specific players Brandon's getting us primed for the second segment right here on Locked On Spurs. And make sure to follow him on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon M. And yeah, give him a follow. Great follow. He'll talk to your ear off when it comes to WWE, Spurs, football, you name it. He'll talk to you about it. And again, that's at Big Poppy Brandon. And when we get back, we're going to look at some specific players or maybe dive into more Malachi Brandon, who disappointed. And I have a player that kind of really disappointed me. Las Vegas. Yeah, it's coming. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. For the people who invented healthy and tasty, comes the latest gift for your taste buds. You probably tried the amazing coconut brownie chunk Built Bar, but guess what? Your friends at Built have given the coconut brownie chunk the puff treatment. That's right. The coconut brownie chunk Built Bar flavor you love in a deliciously chewy marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. It's like a fluffy cloud of coconut brownie goodness. So stop drooling and listen. They're good for you. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, all delicious. You can't go wrong by getting yourself a box of these new bars. So you want to go to Built.com right now. And by the way, the Built Bars are made with collagen protein. So that's just a fancy way of saying it gets into your body more efficiently. Provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. Don't miss out. Go to Built.com right now. They're going fast. The best part about Built Puffs is, of course, they taste amazing, but you can enjoy them guilt-free because they're actually good for you. They are the perfect treat, perfect when you got a craving, and just to satisfy your sweet tooth as well. I've already tried them already. I love them. They're really, really good. I got to slow down because I'm going through them pretty fast. That's how good they are. So go to Built.com right now. Use promo code LOCK15. Get yourself 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15. Go order your box of chocolate or your coconut brownie, excuse me, Built Puffs right now over at Built.com. We're back with Brandon Medina. He is with San Antonio Sports Star. We're talking about your summer Spurs that just wrapped up their slate of games out in Las Vegas. And hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. And quickly, though, which NFL stars move the betting line the most? Starting July 18th, Locked On gives you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odds makers at BetOnline. Available July 18th on Locked On NFL, wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube. Brandon, let's go to continue our chat. Now, you're really high. It sounds to me, though, that you are really looking forward to what Malachi is going to bring next season.
100%.
You talked about him on draft, post-draft with me. Was there anything else that surprised you about his play out in Las Vegas that you said, oh, I didn't know he had that in him?
I think the playmaking ability. I mean, like they said, it was one of those things where they were saying he was being a little too unselfish and not taking the shots. But when he wasn't taking shots, I think just his movement around the court, playmaking ability, I really, really enjoyed. The guy's game is very much legit as a shooter. That's what we knew him for. And we knew when we took this pick, what I told you on the show is that we knew Lonnie was probably going to be walking. We needed to get that offense from somewhere. And I think Malachi is that pick and the reason for that pick. And I think he is possibly one of the biggest steals of the draft. We shall see. But I think when you look back, I love looking back on like Wikipedia and stuff. I don't know if you do, Jeff, mm-hmm. but like at previous drafts and be like, oh my God, how did they skip on this guy that went whatever? I think you're going to look at Malachi Branham and think the same thing. I think he's going to be one of those guys that when we look back, he should have gotten into the top, 15, possibly mm-hmm. even top 10 when the career is all said and done. And so I think he's going to be a very, very good player. I'm not ready to call him a star or anything like that, but I do think what you lost in Lonnie, you are going to get back tenfold and possibly more. I do think he's going to be very, very good. So I'm huge on him. I've been big on him. He was a baller over there at Ohio State. And so I think having that mentality and playing with a great team like that and coming to the Spurs, and clearly from that video we're going to talk about with the whole Westbrook stuff with Jeremy Sohan, he's a friendly kind of guy, and he seems to be a very much – spur at heart when it comes to just the morals of this team and this franchise, when it comes to not being very out there, but still very talkative, still very personable, and just a good guy from what it seems like. So I am very big on him.
Yeah, I definitely think that Malachi maybe started off a little timid.
Yep.
He looked like he wasn't really looking for his, and his shots were missing, but he definitely rallied in the last few games out in Las Vegas. You know, we got to talk about Blake Wesley. Is there a shot that he won't pass up? He's taking, he took like almost every shot that he could possibly imagine take, but I like the fact that he's confident. I like the fact that he's going to, you know, I think he went like for 2 for 15 in one game, but yeah, he was still gunning. He was still trying. He was still going for it. What are your thoughts on him?
I think as much as I'm high on Malachi, I know we just finished talking about that. I think in my eyes, Blake Wesley has done the unthinkable and has had the best and most inconsistent summer league of this roster. You go look at the stat sheet. I mean, he is the leader in points. He's up there with assists with Primo. He's a leader in steals, the leader in minutes. Like, the guy is a very legit talent, and he needed this summer league more than anybody else. He was a raw talent, very much potential based. He was not a guy that's going to come in and play for this team immediately and start for this team. And so we need to see, what does he have in him? I think actually, as much as we hate it and we talk about it, I think this year, or at least a few months in Austin, would do Blake Wesley a whole world of good. I think just getting his game grounded and figuring out the motions and getting comfortable with playing at the pace of play, I think would be awesome, because he had a really, really good summer league as far as just scoring. The only factor with him is that inconsistency, man. He can defend. He can go and rebound and block and assist and sees the floor well and can play well and has great handles, great explosiveness, great shot, but just so inconsistent. I mean, it just, there's times where he looks like the best player on the floor, and there's times where you just forget that he's even playing. So to lead the league in minutes, I think we definitely should have seen more. But what we did see was a lot of possibilities and potential with Blake Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley, 17 points per game out in Las Vegas, 30.6 minutes per game, out of Las Vegas. So he got the time. He got the burn, you know, 1.6 steals per game.
You know, obviously four assists. You
know, spiking four assists. Yeah. So he definitely was doing his thing, but you got to wonder, you know, was that lightning in the bottle, you know, for all of these kids, because it's not NBA level. It's not yet, you know, they're definitely going to get a taste of it in a few short months. So keep that in mind. But Blake Wesley, yeah, really good showing. Is there room for improvement? Of course. You know, I think I would love to see him become a facilitator. He did speak after the last game with ESPN, saying that Popovich has already recommended him to start developing a floater. What do you think about that?
I think the floater is a very slept on intangible for any guard. I think just running in space, you know, obviously the floater has been a part of San Antonio history with Tony Parker himself. But it's a part of his game. I think it really helped, because he is very good at driving and creating space. And there's that good little spot whenever you're driving in on a defense that you have about half a second and maybe 2 feet to a foot before you reach a defender, that you can, if you can develop a really good floater, you can be a legitimate threat in this league. And you've seen it with players like Chris Paul. You've seen it with players who can go and maybe are not the most aggressive at the rim, but that floater is a dangerous weapon. And if he can create that, plus the shot, plus just the athleticism, Blake West is going to be really, really talented and really dangerous in this league.
One guy that I was really disappointed in, because I thought that he would just be wrecking the competition.
Don't start, because can I take a guess? Can I take a guess?
Go for it.
Are you okay? If you're going to disrespect Josh Primo, we could just stop here.
No,
that's what I'm talking.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm upset that he didn't get to play. You know, I think he should have. Well, that's a whole other story. But I mean, but the point is, the guy who I really thought was just going to really stand heads above the rest outside of the you know, Josh Primo. Mm-hmm. Was Robert Woodard. I really thought that he was going to shine, you know, one of the diamonds there. Like, oh my God, he Spurs, what are you doing? Sign him. You got that vibe for Darius Days. You got that vibe, you know, with Dominic Barlow. But
yeah,
Robert Woodard, isn't a rookie in the summer league, or he's in a sophomore in the summer league. For all intents and purposes, he's established NBA player. You know, he just hasn't got his time, a significant time at the NBA level. He's played with the Kings, G League team. He was on loan to the Austin Spurs from the Kings 1 year. Last year, you know, played with the Austin Spurs, you know, just wrecking shop in the G League. I mean, this guy looked like a man above a man among boys, but didn't really do much. I mean, he had himself a good game at the last, but just wasn't consistent. You know, 1.2 steals, that's good, you know, but I really, really expected a lot of him. I thought he would be one person that was flying under the radar that could challenge for that two-way deal that the Spurs still have. But, yeah, I was disappointed in him. Yeah, and of course, I think everybody was disappointed in Josh Primo not being able to play, you know, catches the coronavirus. They put him and they shut him down. But, yeah. Adarius Days, do you think that was kind of a miss by the Spurs? They should have locked him up.
I'll tell you what, dude, the dude looked good, man. He was fun. Yeah. I mean, he had double digits in both points and rebounds. Mm-hmm. He was very, very physical, which I liked about that. He could play really, really well, especially in the paint. And obviously, he was able to get a few steals, could play D minutes. I enjoyed him. I think he deserved the two-way. Where is he at? Miami? Is that who took the chance on him? Yeah. Listen, I think Miami's going to do him a world of good, dude. We've talked about this before. Miami's conditioning is no joke. It's a tall tale in the NBA. It's rumored that they have the worst conditioning as far as just really, really tough. Mm-hmm. They practice really hard. I think that could be a really, really solid landing spot for him. But I do think the Spurs might have missed out on possibly the big man we've been kind of looking for cheap. And so I would have been excited to add him to the roster, but I agree with you. Obviously, Woodard was looking to be possibly another person to be added, and he just didn't perform to what we thought. But Darius Days very much surprised me. I'll be completely honest. He was not even on my radar going into the summer league. And then coming out of it, obviously, I'm a huge fan of the hustle and the grit. And I like guys like that, man. The dude's gritty. He plays well. And, you know, he's not going to make it look pretty, but he gets his rebounds, gets his points. And I think Miami got a very good deal with this two-way contract.
Right. We're not done talking about your summer Spurs. When we get back, we're going to wrap up our discussion and then talk about the rookie Sohan and kind of a miss. You know, he should not have chosen certain words when trying to guess a Westbrook in a game with fellow rookie Malachi Branham. We're back with Brandon Medina. He's with San Antonio Sports Star. We're talking about your silver and black, and I'm going to wrap up our chat about the summer Spurs overall. You know, I liked individual play. The individual play was there. You know, Westbrook we highlighted, Malachi we highlighted Days before he left. So I think everything went okay. You know, is there room for improvement? Of course. Look at Dominic Barlow. I mean, he is the definition of raw talent. You know, he's going to need some seasoning.
Yeah.
But I guess now that you got somewhat of a sample size, maybe it's not the NBA level, as far as, you know, regular season. But does Brandon Medina expect these rookies to get more burn in San Antonio rather than in Austin, or vice versa?
That's a tough question, man. I think Blake Westy is going to be in Austin for a bit. I think if history was to repeat itself, probably so would Malachi and even possibly even Jeremy Sohan, but I don't think so. I think we're going to see more of Jeremy Sohan than anybody we've seen before, so including Josh Primo. I do think he's going to be involved pretty, not heavily, but pretty frequently in the Spurs movements throughout the year. I would like to see Malachi as well, but I do think him and Blake Westy could use some burnover in Austin. I just think right now you're looking at this Spurs roster, and you know, this is one of those things where you and I have talked before, especially with our boy Michael Jimenez, who's been on the show a few times from San Antonio Sports Star as well. When we talk about this isn't even about tanking. Sometimes you're just not good, bro. You don't have to tank, right? There's a difference between we are actively tanking for a player versus saying this is the squad that we have and we're just not good enough, like, period. There's a very big difference. So I don't see a reason why we shouldn't give these guys some burn in the league. But then again, I'm coming at it from an NBA 2K perspective. And so thinking about that, there's a reason those guys get paid a lot more to make those decisions in the front office than I do. But I will say, this draft class is extremely talented, and I think we're going to look at this draft class as a very pivotal moment in the Spurs organization. Maybe not for superstars, but for curating a team and curating a great lineup moving forward.
All right. Well, speaking of the young kids, Jeremy Sochan, he caught himself too, just trying to describe a player, and he used the right choice of words, but maybe just on the pro level, you didn't want to say it considering you're just a rookie. So what happened here? So he's playing a guessing game. Brandon,
This was the best moment the whole summer. This was incredible.
So they're playing like a guessing game. You got to guess the player. So the player that was hidden from Sochan was Westbrook. So Malachi is trying to give him clues to guess the Westbrook. So he's saying X and he's saying Y. Then he says something like to the long that this player has a lot of these. And he goes bricks. And then he catches himself, turns around, looks at the camera like, whoopsie. And then you see Malachi going like, no, no, no. He made an apology. He shared a photo of himself wearing a OKC number zero jersey, you know, Westbrook wore over there. But you hit it on the head, Brennan. This has been the highlight so far of this rookie's young career. He took a low-key shot at Westbrook.
Yeah, no, I think he was supposed to get triple doubles or something like that.
Right. That said, was the key word. Yeah.
And he said, bricks, listen, the only reason this is so funny, I mean, it's funny in general. It's hilarious because it is very true. I'm not a Russell Westbrook fan. I would very much assume most people listening to the podcast are not fans of maybe him, the person, or him, the player. But regardless, the Spurs have been linked to Russell Westbrook's name for a little while now. Oh, yeah. So the fact that this happened from our first round pick, our earliest pick since Tim Duncan. And the first thing he says is brick when we're talking about Russell Westbrook, who might be a teammate of his. I am very excited to see what that looks like if Russ does end up becoming a San Antonio Spur, because it's very clear that these rookies know him for making bricks and not triple doubles like we do.
You know, it's funny though, because everybody saw it as, you know, a funny moment, nothing more, nothing less, just a funny moment. You know, remember, he's a teenager, everybody, who's just in the NBA. He's the baby still.
Also, is he lying? Is he lying? Are we talking about that?
You're reading my mind. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, is he lying? Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, is Westbrook known for bricks? Of course he is. But what got me was that everybody saw it as just a funny moment, nothing more, nothing less. But you had some NBA players kind of come at Sochan. Like, I think Bobby Portis called out Sochan. I mean, I felt like telling these guys, chill out, man. He's just a teenager.
Bro, when Jeremy Sochan, give Jeremy Sochan like 2-3 years, Bobby Portis is going to get smacked up on the court. don't ever disrespect our first round pick, sir. No, but joking aside, I don't see the big deal, man. You're not seeing anything that other NBA players are seeing in the locker rooms. Let's be honest. You're not seeing anything that reporters and on-air people have not been seeing for a long time. Russell Westbrook is a great player. When you look back at it, a super athletic freak of nature. But the dude hits bricks. The dude did not have a good season. He turns over the ball, and he throws bricks down like he's building a house. All right, that is what it is. That's Russell Westbrook. He's still good. He's still known for the triple doubles. It's just very funny that this happened to us. And I'm very surprised this video came out knowing that the Spurs are possibly going to make a move for Russell Westbrook. So all that together made this very enjoyable as a Spurs fan. And it almost becomes one of those things where, hey, our team's already bad. Let's just watch it all burn kind of things. Like, let's just watch it all burn. So it was a wonderful moment, man. It was awesome. I felt like I was watching the end of Fight Club where all the buildings just collapse. And I was like, this is beautiful.
He is Brandon Medina with San Antonio Sports Star. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon M. Do it right now. He loves to talk about kicks. He loves to talk about beer drinking.
Oh, yeah. And lots of that.
Eating tacos.
So yes.
And everybody chill out. If you're on the Riverwalk, I know it's hot out there. You know, you can get under your skin, but just no fighting. Okay. No.
Now, if you step on my sneakers at the Riverwalk, that's another thing. That's on you. That's
not you've been me. Warned, everybody. You've been warned. San Antonio. Yeah. What's your latest sneakers that you picked up?
Right now I was looking at picking up, some Jordan 3s. I was rocking some Jordan 11s over the weekend, for a buddy of mine. We went to the Rangers game and sat in a nice little box. He had the hookup. So your boy was out there living the life. But next week I'll be in Dallas again. I'm going to go check out, Barcelona. I'm a big soccer fan as well. So Barcelona's coming to town, or coming to Texas. So I'm going to go check them out, and I'll probably rock a few special kicks as well. But you know, your boy, man, I'm always with the surprises.
That you are. You'll be looking fly from head to toe when you go check out that match soon. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and YouTube, as well as the Ken's 5 YouTube page. And Brendan, Locked On Spurs is on the Ken's 5 Plus app now. Ooh. I made it. Everybody's listening to you right now who has the app right now.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, check this out. If you have the app, feel free to go follow me at Big Poppy Brendan M. Talk with me. We can exchange some words, good conversation. And then if Jeff Garcia ever comes back to San Antonio and wants to invite me out for a drink again, everybody is invited.
Boy,
and
we can sir.
Talk about yes, our sir. Spurs and talk about, hopefully it's a fun drink and not a sad, this team is awful, what happened to us. Let's remember the good old days drink.
Or maybe we're toasting to the fact that, you know, Wemby is going to be wearing silver and black. Maybe. Are you a big fan of Wemby?
Maybe more realistically, we could toast to the fact that Malachi Branham might be winning most improved player next year or something. You know, I'm just
assuming. Rookie of the year?
Okay, let's not go crazy, Jeff. Don't put words in my mouth. Because then people are going to say that I said this. But hopefully we're toasting to the fact that we had a great draft class, which I do think we did. And hopefully we make it back to the mountaintop here soon, Jeff, because your boy has a one-year-old daughter. I don't need her to be 21 talking about, I never seen anything the way I did with my dad with the Cowboys. Man. You know what I mean? That's how I was with the Cowboys. They've never been good. And my dad had to tell me all these what ifs and all the backstory of the Cowboys. I don't want to be doing this to my daughter when she's in her 20s.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Spurs. We'll forgive you for a year, maybe 2 years. We'll get back on track.
We'll forgive you for 1 year, but we expect big things now.
You're tanking, then. Yeah, you give away your best player. Yeah, but you're tanking, so make it count. Hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now, for your second listen, you can get up to date on all the latest news and rumors in the NBA in just 30 minutes every day with Locked On NBA. Locked On NBA is your daily NBA update in just 30 minutes. Once again, you know, the Spurs NBA are entering that dead period, so we'll be trying to keep you going here at Locked On Spurs. Just a heads up, it'll probably start trickling down a little bit more, not as, you know, Monday through Friday, but you know, we'll try to keep something cranking out here at Locked On Spurs with Brendan Medina and the rest of the regulars that show up here. So for Brendan Medina, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.